as in 6-hour sleeping shifts, because there wasn't enough room on a submarine to give every enlisted man his own rack. 3 months without women. That prospect in particular struck him as intolerable. He had only one thing in mind for the night before the launch, and that was to have fun. But unlike other sailors, he didn't see the fun in drinking until he puked. For Stubik, fun meant getting his dick wet. Waikiki, 10 miles away, was the closest center of nightlife. By the time he got there, the last purple tinges were fading from the sky as darkness settled in. He was surprised to find the city hopping even on a Tuesday night. Servicemen from Naval Station Pearl Harbor, hard to miss in their flat tops and buzz cuts, towered over most of the locals. The strip along the beach had been developed for tourists and people with money to spend, neither of which accurately described Stubik, although tonight he had enough cash with him to afford all the fun he wanted. On sidewalks as crowded as any in Tokyo or Hong Kong, he walked past fancy hotels with liveried doormen, sushi restaurants and fish houses, tacky gift shops, and kiosks selling oysters that supposedly had pearls in them. Not that he'd ever been dumb enough to buy one and find out. There were girls everywhere, and the kind he liked. Polynesian, with long hair and short skirts. But they were local girls, and he had already discovered the hard way that local girls came to Waikiki looking only for local guys. His fellow servicemen had figured this out too, and now mostly had an eye out for tourist girls, of which there were always plenty at Spats, the popular dance club on the first floor of the Hyatt Regency. Gaggles of interchangeable blondes with sunburned faces and peeling skin. None of them interested Stubik the way the local girls did. Luckily, he had discovered a way to satisfy his appetite for local flavor without risking any more rejections from Waikiki girls or having to settle for some drunk American tourist. He turned off the strip and onto a side street, where the mega hotels gave way to smaller inns and apartment buildings, 3- and 4-story affairs that looked shabby compared to the beachside properties. He pulled a card out of his pocket and checked the address printed on it. A pretty Filipina, a dark-haired slip of a thing in a bikini top and denim shorts, had given it to him the last time he came to Waikiki. He had tried to pick her up on the strip, but she wasn't interested. Instead, she handed him the card with a twinkle in her dark brown eyes, telling him this was where he needed to go if he liked local girls. "Pretty girls for good prices," she had told him in a detached, indifferent voice. Hawking different merchandise, the well-practiced catchphrase wouldn't be out of place on a grocery store circular. He found the brothel at the far end of a quiet alley, illuminated only by the stars above and an aisle of lit candles along the floor. He looked around nervously to make sure no one was watching. Honolulu had plenty of brothels, especially near the naval station, but that didn't mean it was legal. If anyone caught him, he would spend the night behind bars and face disciplinary action in the morning. But luck was on his side. The street was empty. He hurried into the alley and through the door. Inside was a large, softly lit waiting room decorated with erotic paintings and sculptures. A wizened old woman sat behind an ornately carved wooden table. She was Filipina too, like the girl who had given him the card. Stubik saw enough of a resemblance in the old woman's face to wonder whether this was a family operation. When he closed the door behind him, she looked up and welcomed him. But that was both the start and the end of any small talk. No point in wasting time. They both knew why he was here.
"What kind of girl are you looking for tonight?"
the old woman asked.
"She can be whatever you want her to be."
Stubik was surprised by her perfect English, a stark contrast to the terse, clipped pidgin that so many of the Filipino immigrants spoke. He told her what he wanted. Petite, long hair, young but not jailbait young, and realized he was describing the girl on the strip who had given him the business card. The old woman's expression remained stoical as she picked up the phone on the table and spoke into it, in a language Stubik didn't understand. It didn't sound like Ilocano or Tagalog, the two main Filipino languages spoken in Hawaii,